at the Moxie Hotel in downtown Boston. The rooms often take more work than they used to. Guests can decline having the rooms cleaned daily now. Many hotels encourage that as an environmental move, but it's been used to get by with fewer workers. Michael D'Angelo, a labor relations boss for Hyatt, said his company has plans to minimize the effect of the strike. Quote, "We are disappointed that Unite Here has chosen a strike while Hyatt remains willing to negotiate," end quote, Michael D'Angelo said. Right here on Radio Valencia, you're getting the news first. Local 2 in San Francisco, which have been a lot of hotel workers over the years, they've had very successful strikes. So support the union, folks. Don't be a scab. Don't cross a picket line. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't do it. You know, that's the whole idea. Like, as a teacher, I'm going to give you a little 411 right here. If I'm sick, I have to call for a substitute, and there's a whole line that I use. There's a whole, like, you know, go online. Like, there's a website I have to use. I got to do that. I always, you know, we do it. We all do it. We all know how to do it. We're smart people as teachers, and we do it. But sometimes the school district doesn't have enough substitutes. What do you know? So they don't send what they are supposed to send. Like, the jobs are out there, but because we don't have enough subs, the subs don't show up. So what happens in the morning is our, you know, we have a principal and some assistant principals, and they're like asking, will you cover a class? Will you cover a class? Now, I would get paid, you know, a little extra, about $37 for covering a class. That's basically the cost per class period for a substitute. But we say no. We're not going to cover. And it's not about, you know, leaving the kids. Like, what about the children? No, the idea is this. The more we cover, then the district doesn't actually have to do their job. They don't have to go and hire more substitutes. Makes sense, right? So every time we say yes, it just gives the school district the opportunity to just go, okay, cool, everything's taken care of. So instead, no. We don't cover. They got to hire substitutes. Got to feel the pain. You feel me? Cool. Okay, we're going to keep moving on with the music right now. How about some Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds? He has a brand new album out. I have it. I didn't bring it tonight. I want to listen to it a couple more times before I throw it on for you. But 1986, he had the great album, Kicking Against the Pricks. And we're going to listen to his version of Hey Joe right now. Radio Lazio.
Where you gonna run to now? needs to be done. It's one down, there's much you miss. Working on that graveyard shift.
Testing. Boyfriend keeps adjusting. You're not like all of the rest. Garbage ain't collected. Women ain't protected. Politicians using. People they're abusing. The mafia's getting bigger. Like pollution in the river. And you tell me that this is where it's at. I woke out this morning with an ache in my head. I splashed on my clothes as I spilled out of bed. I opened the window to listen to the news, but all I heard was the establishment's blues. Gun sales are soaring. Housewives find life boring. Divorce the only answer. Smoking causes cancer. The system's gonna fall soon to an angry young tune. And that's a concrete cool fact. The Pope digs population. Freedom from taxation. Teeny bops are uptight. Drinking at a stoplight. Miniskirt is flirting. I can't stop, so I'm hurting. Spencer sells her hopeless chest. Adultery plays the kitchen. Bigot cops than fiction. The little man gets shafted. Sons and money's drafted. Living by a timepiece. New war in the Far East. Can you pass the Rorschach test? It's a hassle, it's an educated guess. Well, frankly, I couldn't care less. Masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind. Brainwash minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. We'll be right back. darkness world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings.
Alternative ending there, right? They didn't do the speed up because I took that off of a Black Sabbath remaster with a original ending. War Pigs, John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio on Radio Valencia. Monday nights, throw the dart, it's going to be great. I'm going to say that all the time now. There's some Rodriguez off of his self-titled release, better known as Sugar Man. If you've ever seen the Waiting for Sugar Man documentary, you know who I'm talking about. Establishment Blues, the track. This is not a song, it's an outburst. Or Establishment Blues, however you wish to go. What a wonderful song. Uncle Tupelo in there, off of No Depression, with Graveyard Shift. I love them. You know, I remember when Tweedy left and started Wilco, you know, and Farrar started Sunvolt. Like, yeah, they, both, you know, good bands. But Uncle Tupelo was what it was all about for me. Started off with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from the 1986 Kick. Was it Kicking Away the Pricks? God damn it, John Hill. Hey, Joe, the track. Christ, I'm going to get letters now. All right, thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's Labor Day. Labor Day. You know, this is something I tell my students regularly, you know, when I'm like, okay, yeah, I know, it's a social studies class. I don't teach history anymore. I used to teach history, but now I teach law and government and economics. So I said, there's history in here. I said, but you know, I said, do you know who does care about law, civics, and economics? Your landlord and your boss. And the person that owns the corner store you go to buy your hot Cheetos. That's right. Yeah. They do. They care about this stuff, and they know this stuff, and they are trusting you don't know this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, yeah, cool. These people don't know a damn thing. We're just going to take advantage of them.
All of a sudden, you see, like, these kids just, like, perk their ears up. Huh? Wait, what? What? Like, yeah. Uh-huh. And don't get played. I just look at them straight in the eye. Don't get played. It's not worth your time. So there you go. Hey, by the way, I have an Instagram page. It's at John Hell. You could follow me. But I have another one called the Armchair Constitutionalist, where I'm talking all about the Constitution from the, just like, the, it's not opinion-based. It's, here's the Constitution, and this is what it says. And they're like 3 to 5 minute videos, and they're actually really short to the point. So if you're interested in knowing, especially leading up to the 2024 election, maybe check that page out, the Armchair Constitutionalist. And are you registered to vote? Tuesday, November 5th is right around the corner. Really, we got just over 2 months, folks. It's coming quick, real freaking quick. And don't pay attention to the polls. All right, let's get back to the music, shall we? Tom Waits, Mule Variations, Get Behind the Mule, Radio Valencia.
Get behind the mule, yeah. In the morning, and plow. Get behind. get behind the mule. In the morning and brown. Get behind the mule. Morning and brown. You gotta get behind the mule. Morning and brown. Get behind the mule. Morning and brown. In your ear to wisdom post, in your eye to the line. Never let the weeds get higher than the garden. Always keep a sapphire in your mind. Always keep a diamond in your mind. You got to get behind the mule. Morning and plow. Got to get behind the mule. In the morning and plow.
Oh, you sleep last night?
In the pines, where the sun don't shine. In the pines, where the sun don't shine. In the pines, where the sun don't shine. In the pines, where the sun don't shine.
Fantastic Negrito from his Last Days of Oakland LP, In the Pines, Oakland. Tom Waits in there as well, off of his Mule Variations. Outstanding record. Oh my God, so tasty. With Get Behind the Mule. John Hell, that's my name. Radio Valencia. Oops, what did I do? Okay, I didn't. I'm doing things. Don't worry about me. Everything's going to work out just fine. Go until 10 o'clock tonight. DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet will not be live in studio, so an encore presentation will be broadcast just for you. Tune in. It's Labor Day. So, you know, I've been talking about, oh, that's what that was. Oh, there. That's fine. So one of the things that I was thinking about was, you know, it's Labor Day, and I was a union rep for a long time, and I think there's this misnomer that, you know, labor always protects labor, like always. And I can tell you, as a rep, we would do everything in our power to protect our members, everything in our power. And, you know, of course, you know, there are contracts, right? There's negotiated contracts. So our job is to make sure that everybody is following the contract once it's been voted on and approved. So we are there, but we're also there to hold management accountable, meet regularly, let them know when there are challenges and how we're interpreting the contract, and, you know, work with each other. And if we had a member that was, you know, the administration management was saying, no, they're in violation and we want to take action, of course we're going to support our member, our union member, absolutely. And we're going to do our best to do that. But I can tell you, there have been times where I'd been supporting one of our, you know, members for weeks, maybe even months, and finding, wow, you don't really want to do your part. Like, you don't want to rise to the occasion. You are also responsible, union member, to hold up your end of the bargain. That's part of it. And so we would find after a while, this is very rarely happened. You know, I've been at my place 22, is my 22nd year, and I think I can count on one hand the number of times we had a member of our union that we went back to, you know, the administration, said, you know what, we tried. We followed through with every single protocol you can imagine. We tried. They don't want to do it. So it is now out of our hands. But that is the rare exception. Rare exception. You know, when you feel as a worker that you understand, you know, the rules, hopefully based on the contract, based on the, you know, collective bargaining contract, that you have a voice in it, that it's predictable, that it's enforced with fidelity, then, yeah, of course you're going to rise to the occasion. You're going to feel good about being there. But when it's not that, when you have no voice in this, when it's not predictable, that it's not enforced well, then, of course, you're going to have challenge. You know, it's going to be challenging and disconcerting. But hopefully good union leadership at your shop will take the lead. Anyway, with that, let's get back to it. How about some music from Gil Scott Heron? This is his version here of Inner City Blues. Make me want to holla. Radio Valencia. Thank you.
hearts and blame it on the helpless. Monday, we made it. Yeah, but before we see it, they take it. Yes, make you wanna holler right off home. The way they do your life, make you wanna holler right off home. The way they do your life. Inflation means there ain't no chance and to increase a little bit of finance. And bills, they're gonna pile up the sky to send that boy off to die. Yes, to make you wanna holler at home. The way they do your life, make you wanna holler at home. And lit down and bad breaks and setbacks. The natural fact is, baby, that I can't pay a little taxes. Yes, it make me wanna holler sometimes and throw up both my hands. It make me wanna holler sometimes.
So you say you never heard of the inner city blues, and what's more, you don't understand at all what the ghetto people mean when they say living behind a suit, white shirt, and tie, and on downtown to stand in line for a job washing dishes that you may not qualify. Walk a big hole in a brand new pair of shoes, and you've had your first look at the inner city blues. Go looking for a place to live, but all the while, remember what lurks behind the devil's smile. Are we stupid or just naive that we continue to believe money can buy us anything? Slice of the American dream. Yeah, answer ads in the paper about houses for sale and get treated like Charles Manson out on bail. When you start to get frustrated by the tactics they use, you'll recognize the feeling. It's the inner city blues. Yeah, make you want to holler sometimes. Throw up both your hands. And haven't you ever wondered about why some brothers and sisters were down and out, receiving their sympathy from a bottle of wine, or worse yet, old homicide, living their lives in a glassine bag, or praising the mysteries of terminal skag? Some of our brothers parading in drag, another set of victims to whip and choose. Yeah, you can recognize that. That's the inner city blues. Makes you wanna holler sometimes and throw up both your hands. To see sweet sisters, the blossoms of our African tree, profiling on the corner, talking about 10 and 3. Because in spite of all the money we made and taxes we paid, the woman was looking at hungry babes and some decisions had to be made. Could you tell her it's better to go to your grave as a slave at a minimum wage? Well, I hardly think so, but make you wanna holler sometimes and throw up both your hands. Nothing to lose, nothing to lose, for target practice. Nothing to lose, nothing to lose, target practice. Nothing to lose, target practice. Did you ever hear about Mark Essex and the things that made him choose to fight the inner city blues? Yeah, Essex took to the rooftops guerrilla style and watched while all the crackers went wild. Brought in 600 troops out here, brand new to see them crushed with fear. Essex fought back with 1,000 rounds, and New Orleans was a changing town. And rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat was the only sound. Yeah, bring on the stone rifles to knock down walls. Bring on the elephant guns. Bring on the helicopters to block out the sun. Yeah, made the devil wanna holler, cause he was dead and a dozen was down. And cries for freedom or brand new sound. New York, Chicago, Frisco, L.A. Justice was served and the unjust were afraid. Cause after all the years and all the fears, brothers were alive, the courage found, and spreading them goddamn blues around. Yeah, make you wanna holler black people and hold up both your hands and say liberation.
Crime is increasing and trigger happy policing. Panic is spreading, and Lord knows where we're heading. Yes, make you wanna holler sometimes and throw up both of your hands. Make you wanna holler sometimes.
is home. But respect for everybody's right could be really out of sight. If the young would be listened to, what they really know is true. Respect for the people, power to the people. The old people worry about me, 'cause I'm so wild.
Curtis Mayfield from his Curtis LP, Wild and Free. Just before that, some Gil Scott Heron, Inner City Blues, taking the Marvin Gaye thing and kind of, you know, throwing it on its head. On Radio Valencia with me, John Hell, Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights, Labor Day Hell. Radio Valencia, throw a dart, it's going to be great.
Yes! God, that sounds so good. That sounds so like that's it, right?
I know. I appreciate y'all chiming in tonight. Thank you very much. You know what I didn't do tonight? And I have to apologize for this. For those of you who have been chiming in on the Radio Valencia app, for whatever reason, I've been so focused on pulling up like music for you that I haven't spent any real time on the Radio Valencia app tonight. Like looking to see what your comments are. So there you go. There you go. See, I care. Don't worry about that. I care just fine, damn it. Hush your faces. It's going to be fine. Okay, so it is my Labor Day show, and I want to like throw a term out there. It's called right to work. Okay, these right to work laws. Let's be aware. When they say this, they, politicians, right to work laws, and they're written by Republicans, folks. They make it sound like it's this real positive pro-labor thing. No, it's not. It's actually the antithesis. Right to work legislation is actually incredibly anti-labor. It really is. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's so horrible. So you've got to be really, really clear about this. Whenever you hear the idea of right to work, it's actually the very wealthy oligarchic business class that are trying to take that right away. And they're actually trying to pass laws that would make it very difficult to unionize and, you know, make it easier to fire people who do that. So let's not forget that, especially when you're going to the polls on November 5th. Okay, let's just kind of keep that stuff in mind. It would be really polite of you to do that. By the way, the top tax rate in the 1950s and the 1960s was between 70 and 91%. It laid the interstate highway system. It built the internet, put the man on the moon. Our education was the envy of the world. Middle class thrived. Our economy was unparalleled. So if you want that back, think about how you're going to vote in November. Because you and I, you know, what was it? The CEO of Kroger admitted just a couple of weeks ago that he definitely did raise the price of food, especially eggs, dairy, milk, and meat, way above the inflation marks because he knew that demand was there and he was going to get paid. So, yeah, whenever you hear record profits and yet inflation is high, we're not stupid people. Okay, let's keep that in mind. This inflation has been inflated inflation. Anyway, John Hell here, Radio Valencia. I'm going to be getting out of here soon, but I want to play a few more songs for you. What do I have? Oh, I have these two. Oh, yeah, let's play with the Kinks. God damn, I love Muswell Hillbillies. It's such a great record. Muswell Hillbillies comes from the remaster Uncle Son right here, Radio Valencia. It. wait a minute. No, no, I refuse. I love this song so much. Nope, not going to do it. And I just realized right when I like stepped out, right when I'm like, oh no, man, I love this song right away. I'm like, oh shoot, what am I doing? The best Kinks labor song of all time. And I got to find it. The best one is Get Back in the Line. Come on, John Hell. For Christ's sakes, Get Back in the Line. And that one actually comes off of the Lola versus the versus Power Man. And the Lola versus Power Man and the Money Go Round. This is the song I want to play instead. Get Back in Line. Wow. I haven't done that in years. Radio Valencia.
Facing the world ain't easy when there isn't anything going. Standing at the corner waiting, watching time go by. Will I go to work today, or shall I bide my time? Till four.
can make a $5 bill, but keep him happy all the time. Some of the fellas making nothing at all, and you can hear him cry. Can I go, buddy? Can I go now? Take your shift out of mine. Spend my time. Make good money, $5 a day. Made any more, I might move away. A lot of poor men got the Cumberland blues. He can't win or lose it. Lot of poor man got to walk the line just to pay his union dues. I don't know now, I just don't know if I'm going back again. I don't know now, I just don't know if I'm going back again. I don't know now, I just don't know.
Yeah, Grateful Dead took that off of the 50th anniversary remaster from 2020, Cumberland Blues. Yeah, that was quite delightful. Before that, yes, the Kinks, Get Back in Line. I mean, it's a union song, you know. That's kind of the reality, I guess, is it? I don't know. You want to work in line. I mean, yeah, because you got to get in line, dude. That's how it works. Like, we all got to get in line, damn it. Got to be fair. John Hell is my name. I'm in line. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for sticking it out tonight for Labor Day. Really appreciate all of you. It's been quite delightful. You can check out my blog. It's called the Hellfire Blog. Hellfire. Hell'sKitchenRadio.blogspot.com. All my playlists, links to all my shows. You know, it's all there. You can do it. I'm on every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. I might take a week off every now and then. But for a while, it was only every other week. Now, it's for a few months, it's all been every week again. Thank goodness. Oh, my gosh. It's like medicine, y'all. This is a good radio station, everybody. Been doing it 14 years, and I just couldn't be more proud of the staff that we have. They sound great. The shows are really, really delightful. Check out our shows page at radiovalencia.fm/shows. And tune in. Check out a lot of great programming. Listen throughout the day. If you don't like what you hear, just tune in another time. Do you want to do a show? You can always send us a proposal. Email us. station@radiovalencia.fm. We'd love to hear from you. If you have an idea for a show, come on down. We'd love it. Come on. We can dig it. You want to do it? All right, cool. I like it. All right, I'm going to get out of here. DJ Doug and Little Miss Huffet. Hiss Muffet. Pardon me, Little Hiss Muffet. Sorry. They're going to be in a rerun tonight, but you could stick around anyway because their show is great. And I'll be back next Monday night. Okay, go get yourself registered to vote. Go respect labor. Always respect labor. And if you are labor, I love you, I respect you, and I appreciate all that you do. In the meantime, I'm going to finish off with a few songs. Start off with one more Woody Guthrie track. Oh, my God. I'm going to play another Woody Guthrie. Yeah, damn straight I'm going to play a Woody Guthrie. The song I literally sing to my son all the time. This land is your land. Right here, Radio Valencia.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley, this land.